Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and I pray that today you are a modern worshiper. I never said that before, but it worked. So hope you're having a great day. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. We are about to hit our 70th anniversary here in a few months. We've got a friend of mine. Actually, when my wife and I got married back when dirt was new, there was a gentleman on staff at the church who opened the church for us that day. He had been on staff there. I'd never met him before, even though I'd been in the area. And we just built a relationship that day. Several years went by, and we ended up in Florida, and he was pastoring in Florida, and we just had a little mini reunion every time we saw one another. He was he had worked at the church where my in-laws attended, and now he works as the U.S. Missions Director for the Assemblies of God, and just a great, great man, and we're going to have him come and preach our church's 70th anniversary, which will be taking place in June. But one of the U.S. home missionaries just stopped in here a little over a week ago, I think it was, 2 weeks ago. No, it was last week. And we got to have some conversation. I was on the phone, heard the door knocking, and there was this missionary at the door, just happened to be in the area and stopped in to say hello. And it's like, man, we appreciate all that you do. So we're going to be going today back to the book of Proverbs, back to the book of Proverbs, and we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 12. And today we're going to be talking about how we talk. We're going to be looking at the distinctions between the way that Christians are supposed to talk and the way that the world talks. And we're going to do this in the aspect of the partnership that exists in God's Word between seeking the truth and righteousness. Those two things are partnered together over and over again. And you know, like I said, when we talked about this, we're not going to go through every verse, but as I looked at Proverbs chapter 12, I saw things in there, and it's like, how have I never seen that before? And there's a little subsection in Proverbs 12 where a lot of times in Proverbs it's just one little verse dealing with something that is disconnected from the verse before it and disconnected from the verse after that. That's why it's called Proverbs. And this time there is 6 verses that are all tied together as far as their subject matter. So we're going to go and look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 17. By the way, it is Friday. If you do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. Another thing that happened, here, this was, I think, almost 2 weeks ago. I was at the church on a Saturday. I was praying, getting ready for Sunday, and had taken just a second and was adding some items to my calendar on my phone, and there was a gentleman at the door that started knocking, and it was someone that did some work for me at my house. His name was Dan, and I remember the first time that he showed up at my house to give me an estimate. I walked out to introduce myself, and he said, you're Bob Arthurs from the Refresh Radio program. And I was like, yes. And he said, and all of a sudden he proved that he was not somebody that was just saying that he knew that I was on the radio. He said, I know about your wife, know about your kids, know about your church, and all of that. And so he just stopped in, and said hello and blessed the church. But, I want you to know that if you need somebody to do a great job with your landscaping, Coastal Image Landscapes in Merritt Island, I don't have a phone number with my phone here. I just wanted to let you know that not only do missionaries stop by, sometimes listeners of the radio program stop by, but you can look up Coastal Image Landscapes on Facebook, and that's how they came recommended to me. There were several people that recommended them, and now I'm in the parade of people that recommend Coastal Image Landscapes. So if you call and get Dan, tell him that Pastor Bob said hi. So Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 17 says this: he who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked will be filled with evil. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. So what I want to start off with today is looking in verse number 17. He who speaks truth declares righteousness. He who speaks truth declares righteousness. And so I just wanted to share with you this little anecdote, and that is this. Righteousness is the message of truth. Righteousness is the message of truth. Through the years, I've had a number of people that their mode of communication with me was to tell me what they thought I wanted to hear rather than what was actually the truth. And that, you know, when I came to realize that and came face to face with that, it was really a challenging thing to deal with, because I'm not in the business of lying to people. You know, I've told you the story. A person encouraged me to lie to them, and I said, you know, it might be okay with you if I lied to you, but it would not be okay with my boss if I lied with you, and my boss is God. So I said, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to treat you with dignity and respect, and I removed myself from any potential harm or potential liability simply by dealing with the truth. Well, if there's a person who is speaking spiritual truth to you, it is going to have a righteous message. Truth declares righteousness. So there are many, many, many people, many denominations that have taken the approach that the truth that they are going to proclaim in, you know, modern times is that truth which is politically expedient. So there are a lot of people who are altering what the Word of God says with the goal of making themselves more appealing to certain segments of the population. But many of the things that they are describing have unrighteous activities or unrighteous attitudes or unrighteous mindsets or acts that are a part of that message. And so they're approaching that, and they're saying, we're going to tell you the truth, but the truth that we're going to tell you is going to make you comfortable in your unrighteousness. I don't want to make people uncomfortable or comfortable in their unrighteousness. I've got to get my uns in the right place. I don't want to make people comfortable in their unrighteousness. I want to speak truth to them. I want to speak the righteousness of God to them, because I don't want any person blaming me for their poor decisions about rejecting Jesus and ended up in an eternity separated from him. So I just want you to know that if a person is telling you the truth, it is going to be coupled with this declaration that God is righteous and he imputes his righteousness to us and it manifests in righteous behavior. So it says, he who speaks truth declares righteousness. But there's another option. Verse number 17, part B says, but a false witness, deceit. So there is a person who is not speaking the truth, and the things that they do are they declare deception. So the Bible says that in the last days, there will be people who follow deceiving spirits. So there's this huge push, interest, if you will, in our day and time about the supernatural. And, you know, that can be a good thing. It could also be a bad thing because not all spirits are the same. You have the Holy Spirit, the holy angels who they do not create their message. They just deliver the message that God has commissioned from his throne and uses them to deliver that message. That's what I am. The word angel means messenger. But there are demonic spirits, and they're not afraid to lie. They've got nothing to lose. Their eternal fate is already secured, and so the only goal that they have is making you as miserable for eternity as what they're going to be. And so they've got no problem lying or deceiving. Satan is the father of lies. It's his native language. And so he's very, very good. So you and I need to operate in the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of discernment, which allows us to distinguish between that which is true and that which is a lie. And one of the ways that we do that is the person who speaks truth declares righteousness. So I told somebody, I said, I refuse to discriminate at Merit Assembly of God. I refuse to discriminate. And by that, I mean this. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody. Me. You. Everybody. Every pastor you've ever met. Everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ came to forgive us of those sins by the shedding of his blood. He was raised from the dead on the third day, and he's right now at the right hand of the Father interceding for the saints. But because everybody has sinned, everyone needs to come to repentance. There is no special class of sin that does not need to be repented of. And so whatever may be a stronghold in any person's life, whether it's with a mindset, whether it is with lying, whether it is immorality, whether it is a confused identity, whatever it might be, any of that stuff that is said to be sinful in the Word of God needs repentance. And so I tell people, it's like, you know, everyone is welcome at Merit Assembly of God. Everyone is welcome to experience the primary blessing that God gives to us in our life, and that is the blessing to repent of our sin and ask Jesus to empower us to live the way that he wants us to live. You and I, in our sin nature, are capable of horrific things. There was a movie a long time ago. It was called The Minority Report, and Tom Cruise played a character, and they were catching people that were getting ready to commit murder. I think the crime they called pre-murder. And his job was to catch these people before they killed the people they were going to kill. And then one day, you know, his name popped up that he was getting ready to commit murder. And he said, there's no way. There's no way. I would never do this, only to find out that there wasn't a minority report for him because he actually was going to be responsible for someone's death. You and I are capable of horrific things because of our sin nature, but we are capable of tremendous things because of the good news of Jesus Christ. So let's look at some of the contrast of the way that a mouth is used. You know, not a mouse, your mouth. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. We live in a day and time where there are a lot of people that they are very, very, very straightforward in the way that they speak. And they have no problem with that. They have no filter. You know, I'm just going to tell it to you the way it is. I'm just going to lay it out there the way that I feel. It doesn't matter whether it's true, and it doesn't matter whether it's going to benefit you or not. They just feel like it came to my mind, so therefore it's going to cross my lips. And so I want you to know that it's probably been 10 years now, but I was preaching a message, and during that message, God said, just because something crosses your mind doesn't mean it's supposed to cross your lips. You're supposed to be in control of the things that you say. And so out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There was one conversation that I had with a person, and they were talking about a person that they worked with, and they said, man, I just really like this person because they just say it like it is. I mean, it's just point blank, bam. They just put it out there. And I said, you really like that, huh? And said, yeah, it's very, very refreshing. And I said, well, what do you think about this person here? And they said, oh, nobody likes that person at all. And I said, really? Why? And they said, well, they just say whatever comes to their mind. They're just out there, and they're constantly offending people. And I said, the only difference between those two people is about 40 years. And all of a sudden, it got very, very quiet on that end of the conversation. Everybody thinks that you want somebody who can just lay it out there and just say it like it is. But the question is not whether or not you can speak the truth. The message of the gospel is, can you speak the truth in love? Because the first part of verse number 18 talks about a person who speaks in a manner that does damage to the person who hears it, but it makes the speaker feel better. The second part of the verse says that the tongue of the wise, or the person that speaks truth, promotes health. And what I want to share with you today is that you and I ought to be speaking and communicating with one another, not in a manner that makes us feel better, but instead in a manner that is going to promote health and healing in a person's life, to where they're when they get done, they're going to say, wow, I feel more whole after I spoke to you than I did before. And sometimes, you know, I'm a guy that likes to start off and be as gentle as possible until, you know, and I need to be a little more forceful, and then I can be a little more forceful, because that's just my personality, because that's the way that I respond. That's the preferred method that I deal with. There, I've had people say, you know what, the background that I come from, we don't have room, we don't have time to be concerned about people's feelings. And I said, well, I understand that from that industry, that background. I said, but you've got to understand that just because that was the culture of that career doesn't mean that that's the kingdom culture. And so kingdom culture says that the person who speaks truth also declares righteousness, but they also speak in a manner that is going to promote healing and wholeness in the person that they are dealing with. So I have this doctor. I had a health issue after we started the radio program, and I've had a couple of health situations where I met doctors, and one of them was a listener to the radio program, and I don't know that this one that I'm talking to you about is, but I had a health situation. And when I went in, there was a person, and they are matter of fact. There's no sugarcoating it or anything like that. They are just matter of fact. But the way that they communicate, which is not going to make you ooey gooey and all over as far as, you know, feeling like, you know, you've just been talked to by your kindergarten teacher, but they speak to you in a manner, and it was like this: if you want to be healed, then you do what I tell you to, and if you don't, then do whatever you want. And I know for a fact that there are some people that could not handle that, but you know, when that person told me, if you want to regain use of this, then you need to do exactly what I tell you. So you know what I did? I did exactly what they told me, because they were the expert and I wasn't. I know a number of other people that had similar injuries, and the medical personnel empowered them earlier than what my doctor empowered me, and they ended up having problems over and over and over again that just kept coming back. And so I'm thankful for the healing that was promoted in my life. And, you know, it was a little more straightforward than what I care for, but you know what it did? It did promote healing in my body. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. You can be a liar. You're going to pass from the scenes, and nobody's really going to remember you as somebody that they wanted to deal with. But a person that speaks truth is going to have a legacy that endures forever. A person who speaks from a deceitful background, as opposed to a person who speaks truth and declares righteousness, the person who speaks with deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil. And if you remember, we talked about in Proverbs chapter 14, which is just over one page in my Bible, and it says in verse number 22, do they not go astray who devise evil? But mercy and truth belong to those who devise good. So if you're going to devise evil, lying is just a vehicle that you're going to use to be able to get to your desired goal. But the people of God should be counselors of peace. And you know what they have that the liars don't have? People who communicate as counselors of peace have joy. And so ago, I gave up being envious of the life of the wicked, because they can go out and they can do their things and they can be thinking that they're having a great time and all of that. But every sociological study says that those people are more miserable than Christians are. And so if you want a person that to have a joy-filled life, you need to speak the truth of God to them and declare righteousness to them, because there is less misery attached with the kingdom of God than there is with the all-permissive lifestyle that is promoted in our world in 2022. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. So I'm just going to put this in the way that it was communicated to me when I was in Bible college, and that is on the word abomination. And the professor that I had, it described that it created a nauseous feeling. It was something. I don't know if you've ever been nauseous or not. You probably have. But when you are, you want whatever it is that is making you uneasy, you want that out of your system as quickly as possible. And that's the way that God is. God hates lying. And so it says that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. That's what the word of God says. So that's why whenever our kids were growing up, lying was not something that we encouraged. It was something that we strongly discouraged. didn't mean that, you know, they never lied. It just meant that whenever they did, we wanted to say, okay, want to remind you, this is what the Word of God says, and this is why it is such a serious matter, is because we don't want you spending an eternity separated from God. Your choice, but until you're an adult and graduated from high school, you need to understand we're going to deal with you in a very serious manner because we want you having an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so lying was something that we knew God doesn't tolerate. There's going to be no lying in heaven. So if there's going to be no lying in heaven, we need to be making sure that we're using our mouth as a messenger of righteousness and truth here and now. What about those who speak the truth? Not only do they declare righteousness, but those who deal truthfully are His delight. So let me see if I can put this in a proper perspective. I like food. I really do. There's very few things that I have found through the years that I don't like. Now, I don't like curry chicken, but there was a thing when my grandfather died, my parents went up and they brought back all of the canned goods that his wife had canned, and one of those things was pickled lamb's tongue. And they said, okay, we want you to try this. And so I was the oldest, and I tried it, and I didn't like it. I don't like it now. There are things that other people eat, and it's like, you know what? That's an abomination to me. I don't want to eat it. But I tell you what, if you're going to set strawberry shortcake before me, or if you're going to set, a filet mignon before me, or if you're going to set a lot of other things that they are something that cause my taste buds to jump up and down, I'm going to have a much different reaction to that meal than the pickled lamb's tongue or liver or any of those types of things. You say, what are you talking about? Whenever you speak truth, you make God happy. He's delighted when you're speaking the truth, which promotes righteousness. And in doing that, you bring joy to the heart of God. Don't use your mouth as something that is going to make God sick in a figurative sense. He never gets sick. But use your mouth to bring righteousness and joy and the joy of the Lord into another person's life. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I'll stand.